This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Randy Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline on this celebratory Thursday, although the Panthers didn't celebrate that much. They still got four games to win, and this is old hat to them. But Randy Moeller, he played the NHL over a decade. He's been a broadcaster with the Panthers for longer than that, and I imagine he is beyond thrilled to be part of an organization that's on their way to the third straight Stanley Cup final. How are you feeling after last night's game, Moeller?
I think I aged about 4 years like everybody else. Boy, that was that was a bit of an emotional roller coaster for sure. Yeah, you know, the Panthers, I think they would say that they were a little out of sync in the first almost the first half of that game. Just things just weren't going right for them. They were working hard, but it was a bit of a struggle. But boy, oh boy, once they turned it on and found their game, it was that was very impressive. And as you mentioned, Hawk, it is really they're getting into territory now that has rarely been done, not only in hockey but sports. And to go to three consecutive Stanley Cup finals, and you know, they've won the President's Trophy before, and that, and these last 4 years and that or so have been pretty remarkable in a salary cap age and a sport, and to be able to do that and keep running it back. It's a real testament to the whole organization, the commitment from the Viola family, the ownership, and, you know, what Bill Zito has done and continues to do, and as the best general manager in the NHL. And then the players, they're the ones, and the coaching staff and the players that have to go out there and perform and at a very high level. And it's remarkable, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and I'm just so happy for the organization, and especially for Paul Maurice's coaches and the trainers and the players that are there grinding on a daily basis.
Well, what, it's funny you mention it all. Like, what do you attribute three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final to? Is it the greatest assemblage of talent that South Florida hockey's ever seen? Is it stellar goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky on a nightly basis? Is it Paul Maurice's style of play, which we all had to become accustomed to three seasons ago? Is it Bill Zito taking big swings on acquiring talent and hitting, by the way, every single time? Is there one thing above all the others that has led to this, or is it just the sum of all the parts?
Well, I think if you boil it all down, what has impressed me, and you kind of just touched on it, they haven't swung and missed on the talent evaluation on this club, whether it is acquiring players, whether it's signing free agents, whether it is drafting and developing, and that, especially in the last, you know, like I said, the 3-4 years, where their talent evaluation, I mean, they identified a, you know, a Sam Reinhardt, and they identified a Matthew Tkachuk to change the dynamics of the team. They identified a Alexander Barkov to sign him to a long-term deal, identifying that he is the center point of this team, having the knowledge and I guess the trust in a Sergei Bobrovsky that's in his mid-30s that can still perform at a high level, that you can let a very talented young goaltender in Spencer Knight be a part of a package that brings Seth Jones. And they've raised a lot of eyebrows when they've made some of these transactions and especially these trades and that, but it doesn't take very long for the so-called skeptics and the experts and that to say, you know, what are they doing? What are they doing? And all of a sudden, oh yeah, yeah, they know what they're doing. And it's, I think Bill Zito touched on it as well this morning. He was part of the press conference this morning, that this is a real team, from top to bottom. It doesn't matter if you played that night or last night. You're such a big part of the team, and how the depth that they've built on this team. Every team now, I mean, Rod Brind'Amour in his post-game press conference last night mentioned it. This is the standard. The Florida Panthers are the standard franchise in the NHL. You know, you can compare it to maybe Tom Brady's New England Patriots when they were dominating for years and years and years. It's the bottom of the organization all the way to the top. They built a standard here and that fans and everybody can be very, very proud about. But the long-winded answer, though, Hawk, to answer your question, I think it's talent evaluation. They just know the players that they believe will get the job done. And what's the job? Get to the Stanley Cup Finals and win the Stanley Cup. And they have to take full credit for that.
I don't want to speak too soon, Moeller, because there's still four more wins left for this season before it ends. But regardless of what happens, you're talking about how they're the standard.
Don't be raining on my parade right now. I'll come down. I know where that studio is.
I mean, what's coming here? Who are they going to be able to keep? I mean, what are we worried about next season?
I'm not raining on the parade at all, Moeller. And by the way, you know, I'll take two tickets to the Stanley Cup Final. We'll have that conversation off the air. But we spoke with somebody a couple days ago, John Forslund, and he compared this team to the Islanders dynasty in the early 80s. And I've read from some other hockey analysts where they're talking about this team like the Oilers in the mid to late 80s as well. Like, are we already at the point? Because you're talking about them, comparing them to the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick dynasty, which spanned my entire lifetime. I mean, are we talking about this team already, Moeller, as one of the greatest hockey teams ever assembled? I'm not saying they're the greatest. They're still a lot of hockey left to play with this core, but are they already in that conversation, in your opinion, as somebody who played the game, comparable to some of the greatest dynasties the game has already seen?
They have the possibility to be one of the top generational teams. And the reason I'll say that is if you take a look at their core, their team, this isn't a bunch of players or half the team that is in the very twilight of their career. They're just in the prime of their career now. And some of them are just like the Lundells and the Loisterainens and some of these younger players and that are just coming into and close to being into their prime. So they have an opportunity. They have an opportunity to do something really great down here and keep this team together. And you know, people that the pessimists will point at, like a Sergei Bobrovsky at 36 years old, and say, you know, oh, well, you're starting goaltender, you don't have anything backing it up or anything like that. Well, so the way we see Sergei Bobrovsky, and you saw it on Full Tilt last night, if he doesn't make some big saves or whatever, the Panthers were really in trouble in that game once they got down 2-0, and he really just he basically shut the door. And that. Sergei Bobrovsky can play, in my mind, another very productive 3, 4, 5 years. And by that time, and I can tell you, when you're in the game of sports or whatever, you have to keep an eye out for the future. That's part of your job. Like if you're talking about Bill Zito and the hockey operations, but a lot of that stuff, 2, 3 years down the road, they will tell you, you know what, we'll worry about that later. Somebody will say, wow, you're going to possibility, you're going to lose a couple of free agents and that. You know what? The Panthers have replaced players before, and they'll do it again. And they don't worry about that. They're in the moment right now, and they see this window, and it's a great opportunity for them and for the team and the franchise and for South Florida. That if they don't take an opportunity and go for it on a yearly basis when they have all the what they call the building blocks and the team, then why are you in the game? And there's a very business-like attitude in that organization. They don't take too much for granted. They know who they are and they know what they want to do and that. And they're pretty level-headed. And I think Matthew Tkachuk said it as well. Hey, we're very proud of what we've done, going back to the finals, but the job is not done yet. And that just shows the seriousness of this team and what they've gone through and what's needed to take the next step. That's the biggest thing.
Moeller, I read a tweet earlier from Paul Bissonnette. It said, Barkov gonna Barkov, absolute horse. I mean, what can you say about Sasha Barkov?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I've seen it for 10 years. And, you know, I mean, when you're around the team on a daily basis, you see the excellence that and that and the humbleness that he brings to the job. And I think Bill Zito mentioned that, too, that it all starts with Alexander Barkov and how hard he works and how well he takes care of himself and his demeanor and his seriousness and his preparation and professionalism of what to be the best or whatever. It's so easy to follow that. A lot of teams, unfortunately, and no disrespect, don't have that. They don't have a leader like that where he leads by example and the way he conducts himself on and off the ice is really special for this franchise. And that's why I said just moments ago when Bill Zito, shortly after he got here, they identified that, you know what, this player is the real deal and we need to sign him to a long-term deal and he'll play his whole career in South Florida. That's how much they value Alexander Barkov.
Hey, Moeller, is Scripps going to do local pregames for the Stanley Cup final games?
Yep. We'll roll right along. It's been a lot of fun.
And awesome. I love it. That is appointment watching for me.
It goes pretty quick, but what we try and do, and of course you got Katie and Goldie that are either on the road or at Amerin Bank Arena, and they got walk-in interviews, and they dive deep into numbers, and then Jovo and I and Jessica back in the studio, we just get everybody prepared. Here's what the lines are going to look like. Here's what we're thinking, and it's going to be some keys, and who's our X factor in the games, and that kind of stuff. I think it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, when the team's winning and have success, it makes it much more funner, but even when they drop a game or whatever, we can analyze, you know, what went wrong, what needs to improve, and how they can go about it and that. So I think it's been very beneficial. I know Scripps are loving it. We're loving doing it, and let's continue to do this.
Yeah, I love it. I love watching. I was watching last night. They asked you your favorite Blizzard flavor, and you said just throw everything in the Blizzard, whatever you have behind the counter at DQ. Is that really your go-to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You stuff it with everything that you can in there and that. How about Jovo's response? Oh, I like the chocolate dip cone or whatever.
Honestly, Ed Jovanovsky's like, he's like, I like a dipped cone. They're like, hey, we're talking about Blizzards. And I mean, this guy's a tough guy. What's he doing with the chocolate dip cone, Moeller? I mean, you're throwing everything in there. Like, you want them to blend up spoons and everything, right? Right into your Blizzard. You don't care.
Yeah, just put a T-bone steak in there and some onion rings and that and a cheeseburger. Just throw it all in there. Just put it all in there. It's all going to the same spot anyway. So, No, they've had a lot of fun. They've had a lot of fun with that and this whole Dairy Queen thing and going for Blizzards and stuff. That just shows, you know, Brad Marchand and Schmidt and these guys, they organize it and that just shows that these guys are close together and I've seen it. I've witnessed it. There's no cliques on this team. You'll see different nights or on a long road trip, you'll get different players going for dinner with different players and it switches up the next night and that there's no, and you'd think, you know, the Europeans like the Finns would all stick together and maybe the Russian or the Czechs or, you know, whatever and that, or the Americans or whatever. No, it's always just a blend of a little bit of everybody. And that just shows that they're a team and they're being envied all around the NHL. Now, as I said, they're setting a standard now of how to A, run a franchise, how to accumulate players that you can identify that's going to make you not only win short term, but long term. And you can, I'm sure there's a lot of teams around that are having meetings right now preparing for the draft and free agency. And they're taking a look at the model that the Panthers have put together. And they're saying, how can we emulate that? Because it is working, and they proved that they're not just a one hit, 1 year wonder.
Really is wild, because you think about like the Heat Big Three or the Chicago Bulls with MJ and Scottie, and it was teams either A, trying to emulate them, or B, just trying to stop them. Our entire outlook for next season is, how do we stop the Heat? How do we stop the Panthers? It is wild to watch what this team has become.
Goldie tells that story about Patrick Ewing with the Knicks and that, and how they just couldn't get past the Chicago Bulls for years and years and years and that. How do you beat MJ? How do you beat the Chicago Bulls and that? Well, teams tried and tried and tried, and Detroit had a little bit of success. And then you had Olajuwon or whatever down in Houston or whatever. But yeah, that's what happens in sports. It's in Tom Brady with New England. How do we beat this team? It's because they've set a standard.
Pretty wild, man. We are enjoying every single minute of it. Thank you, Randy Moeller. We'll talk to you as we figure out who their opponent is going to be.
Okay. All right, guys. Have fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.